just got to focus, put all of our energy and focus on the 49ers. I think it's as simple as that. Can't get back last week. Got to get ready to play the 49ers.
Is there any surprise about, you know, like you prepared for that almost 2 weeks and you didn't play your best game?
You know, I haven't given that much thought since the game was over. I don't think many of us have. Just it's over with now, so got to focus on this week's opponent, and, you know, that's the way it is in the National Football League.
Now that the stretch drive is really kind of starting to come into focus for you guys, do you feel good about where you guys are mentally? You're prepared right now at this point, physically, mentally?
Solid ringtone. you know, I think we have a lot of confidence in the way we've prepared ourselves all season long, leading back to the offseason. We've put a good foundation in place, but I think down the stretch it's about focusing in and doing our jobs a little bit better, hammering down the fundamentals, and ultimately going out and executing on game day. If you can't do that, nothing else matters. So we got to put ourselves in position to do that this week, and, you know, see how it goes on Sunday.
Bill has mentioned that this 49ers team, it's only natural that there are some comparisons to the Eagles team that you guys faced last year in December. From watching some film, are you picking up on some of the similarities between what they do or what they did last year in Philadelphia and what they're doing this year in San Francisco?
It's a little soon to tell right now. You know, I think our biggest thing is trying to learn their personnel as quickly as possible. This is a team we haven't played in 4 years, and there are not a lot of guys left from that team. And then, obviously, as the week goes along, you'll get more comfortable with Coach Kelly and his staff and what they do and like to do. Obviously, they did a ton of things well against us last year, especially in the kicking game. So, you know, there are a lot of things that we'll hone in and hammer down as the week goes along. But I think, you know, right now we're just trying to learn who they are and, you know, understand who we've got to play against on Sunday.
Matthew, how different, if at all, is this week, a week after a loss, preparing for the next game as opposed to a week after a win?
You know, I think our approach has always tried to be, you know, steady Eddie regardless of win or loss. You know, I don't think we need to start pressing and doing anything differently. You know, we focus in every week. We give every week our best preparation-wise. Some weeks it works out for you. Other weeks it doesn't. Last week it didn't. Hopefully this week is good enough. So, you know, we'll just go back to doing the little things and see what that gets us on Sunday.
As you return to the building, do you have any sense of whether Gronk will be there this week after we hear varied reports on the nature of what happened after that hit?
I can't speak to that.
Can you speak to the leadership in the locker room? I think it was Ty Law who made some comments about different parts of the team need to take accountability and not rely on Tom and Bill to do everything. Curious to get your perspective on what that dynamic is like in the locker room.
You know, I'm confident in the men that we have in this locker room. I think that, you know, there is some great leadership there. Everyone leads differently, though, and that's something that, you know, I certainly understand, and I think guys understand that. And, yeah, obviously we all need to hold each other accountable to do our jobs at a high level. We play for one another. So, ultimately, you know, everybody can do a better job when you look back at the tape after a loss. But, and everybody can say, if I had done that, if they had done that. But, you know, we're one or two plays away from, you know, coming out with a different story.
You hear guys have certain injuries back and forth, whether it be Ron Brady or whether it be Deion Lewis. Is there a feeling when you see them in the locker room that, okay, they're getting, whether they're getting closer or it's not as bad as it was, that there's an upbeat feeling around the team to say, okay, those guys are also in the mix too. So instead of when they're like banished because they're kind of rehabbing.
Well, it certainly brings, you know, those type of guys are special to your team, unique players, unique skill sets, and when you have guys like that, it gives you a lot of confidence. You know, obviously you want everyone out there. You want everyone healthy. You understand what this means to everyone. You understand how hard everyone works. But, you know, we have to do the best with what we have, you know, and be hoping and praying that we're at full strength anytime we take the field. You never want to see anybody get hurt, especially a teammate, so... we'll do the best we can and see what happens moving forward.
Matthew, when you look at you guys talk a lot about ball security and turnovers. how do you address that in practice? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, the 49ers had four, they created four turnovers on D. How is it brought up and how is it addressed in practice when it comes to trying to force turnovers but also secure the ball?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. The 49ers do a great job of getting balls off people. I think they're third in the league in fumbles recovered. So, and we're, you know, not doing our best in that department. So I think in practice, every time you touch the ball, just making sure you have it secured, making sure you have 4 points of pressure, you get into contact, running behind your pads, you know, putting the second arm over. Those little things that we all know and have been taught from a young age of playing football, we just have to focus on that every time we get the football. We can't become lax. We can't get comfortable. And I have a lot of confidence that that's an issue that we can get ironed out. But as you said, we have to do it every day in practice.
On a lighter note, have you seen or heard about Tom's latest ad where he makes fun of Deflategate and people mentioning things, making assumptions about things? Have you heard about it or seen it?
I have not. Care to fill me in on that?
Yeah. Wait, if you give me a second, I'll pull it up.
We'll cue that up afterwards.
Matthew, referring to that Eagles game last year, well, how disappointing special teams, you know, for you it was, and you know, what do you have to do a little better against, you know, Chip Kelly's team this year?
Well, it was certainly one of the worst performances we've had here in the 9 years that I've been here. It wasn't good. We did nothing well. So, you know, I think to start, we can get out there and try to tackle the returners, try to make sure we're sound in punt protection, try to make sure we're sound with our alerts and whatnot. And as I said earlier, the personnel is obviously a lot different, but they have some quality players out there that do a good job for them. So we're going to have to do a good job in our preparation this week, and we're going to have great focus. And then as I mentioned earlier, it all means nothing if we don't go out and execute it in the game. So hopefully we can do that this week.
Kind of alluded to it, Matthew, but why are you guys so good record-wise after a loss?
You know, I think we talked about leadership earlier. We have a great coach that really helps us turn the page. You know, you can't let one loss turn into two. You can't let last week's loss, you know, defeat you going into the next week. I think it's a mentality of turning the page, refocusing yourself, and preparing for the next opponent. And, you know, we've been fortunate to do well after losses. You know, hopefully we can continue that trend, but, you know, there are no guarantees in this league.
Your final question?
Let's continue. That makes you look for luck. There's up to, you know, that's an unfortunate mindset you got there. Tom Brady, just because something's great year after year doesn't mean anything's going on. Why can't some things just be great?
Just a question.
It starts with questions, and then questions turn into assumptions, and then assumptions turn into vacations. So why would you punish the week of greatness for something that never even happened?
I lost my appetite. Man. Clever. Clever commercial there. They know how to advertise nowadays, don't they?
Yeah.
Come on. Tom's acting and Tom to get into
solid
it.
Acting, definitely, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't think he had those emotions and he would be able to pull into those emotions.
I'd be curious to hear his take on that.
How bad are the fines when a phone goes off in a meeting?
You don't hear too many phones go off in a meeting around here. You don't want your phone going off in a meeting around here. Let me tell you that. Yeah.
Do you even bring it?
No, absolutely not. Terrified. Terrified. My phone doesn't leave my locker in this building. You know?
That's
pat me. See, you said that. I want to pat myself down right now.
That's it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right.